Speaking of, that takes us to some of those top of our Mind Texas topics right here. Always in alignment with our Lone Star State. Yeah, let's start with it, and it's been the talk since Monday morning. The new UIL divisions, not just for football, okay? Volleyball involved in this as well, basketball. But, of course, Aledo moving up to 6A. We knew that would happen. And there were talks. Is Aledo going to be grouped with the West Texas teams out there, or is it going to be in the Crowley district? I mean, they're only 20 miles from each other. None of that. No. Aledo goes in with all the Arlington schools, because that makes sense. At least, you know, as far as the alphabet goes.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe it's alphabetical.
Yeah. So their first venture into 6A land for the Bearcats. Put them in with Arlington, last year's district winner, Bowie out of Arlington. Arlington, Houston, Lamar, Martin, and then Granbury and the Pirates and the Roos of Weatherford. And we give our regards and best to Weatherford and Granbury. Good luck. Good luck. Elsewhere, you've got, yeah, that Crowley district. So North Crowley was put alongside, and they're saying this is a district of doom now because Crowley, yeah, not too many years displaced from winning the state title. They're now in with powerhouses Duncanville, Dallas Skyline, Crowley, who did fairly well last year, Mansfield, Mansfield Lake Ridge, Red Oak, and Waxahachie. So you've got Duncanville in there along with it. That's going to be pretty tough. Burleson Centennial maybe got the worst draw of the whole thing. Because they're in with Cleburne, by the way. Yellow Jackets also. This is going to be a tough one, perhaps. You're in with Cedar Hill, DeSoto, who was a 6A power that moved down to 5A. Lancaster, who's a power as well. And Midlothian, who could surprise people. So that's District 8. May the odds be ever in your favor. Holy cow. Past that, in the 5A ranks, you got Burleson there mixed in with Corsicana and a couple of the Mansfield teams. Joshua in that division. Glen Rose hanging out with Venus. And they look poised for the Tigers here. Hillsboro, Kemp. And then, ma'am.
Well, y'all didn't mention our schools. Admirator, Texas.
Okay.
Still get it together.
In 4A and looking good. Alvarado will be facing Aubrey Carrollton. Ranch View, that's going to be a drive. So is Decatur. Man, Alvarado's going to wear some tires out on their bus. Godly, Lake Dallas, River Oaks, Castleberry, and Springtown. So there you go. Talk amongst yourselves. The arguing. Just jump on into any social media group, and nobody's happy about any of this.
Yeah.
And people are wanting to know exactly who did Aledo pay off? What? Everybody,
I don't know. I'm going to ask Kevin Lundquist.
He is the man.
His insight. So who wants to be a big star? Taylor Sheridan is looking for you.
Do it.
Supporting cast, filming all around DFW, and wants folks to play airport personnel, police, medics, and reporters on the 6th. That's Friday. And on the 11th, it will be a christening scene with lots of kiddos. Scenes will be shot for Dutton Ranch and Lioness with Zoe Saldana, who, by the way, was out at the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo with her four kids last weekend.
How about
that?
That
was exciting, yeah. If you want something more legendary, how about becoming a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader? I'll be out at the Will Collar Rogers Coliseum on April 9th and auditioning contestants. I'm going into training right now.
Wow.
I think middle age is the time to become the flyer.
I think this might be a good old-fashioned radio stunt. I think we could do. I think we should both try out.
I think you should.
All right. Working out a little bit. By the way, that that one casting for the christening scene, I do believe will happen down in the Glen Rose. And if you're down south anywhere, but this is going to filter up all the way through North Texas. If you're a big, like, Elle, my lovely bride, she cannot go anywhere without GPS telling her where to go. Just it's without fail, it could be down the street and the GPS is inactive.
I know. It is. It's a dangerous. I don't because well, it gets confused.
There is a GPS interference test happening around Fort Hood starting tomorrow and off and on all the way through this month of February. Now, they're mainly going to do it in 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. overnight hours. But what this is doing is going to screw up GPSs for everybody.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Well, they say it's not a certainty, but it is going to basically take what it thinks is north and totally shift it literally on its axis. So we may have some interesting stories and traffic things to report as we go on this one, because the first one will happen. They are doing it in the overnight hours, but if there's ever a time you actually do need GPS, even in a place you know and live for quite some time, it could be in the overnight hours.
I think I got the trial run of that yesterday.
Yeah?
Because it kept wanting me to, like, drive entirely through the Target building.
See?
And I couldn't do that.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you, though? You can do anything once, Heatherly.
I
mean, if Carol's on the other side and needs a ride.
I'm here for you, girl.
We gotcha.
Mm-hmm. You know, Paris fashion shows have been the buzz of the internet. But how about our Lone Star Couture? It's the best in the world, and the State Fair of Texas has your chance to unleash your inner Armani. You want to design big Texas boots for 2026? Well, the contest's now open. Entries have to use an original design, nothing off AI or stock photos. Contestants need to answer a few questions, and your homework is due on Friday, young man.
Okay.
The winner will get recognition in press and marketing materials, their design on Big Texas boots, and a free pair of Lucchese's.
There you go. All right. I'll get right on. I have a better chance at the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader than probably trying that out.
At it. There's a big form to fill out.
Oh.
It's like paragraphs.
All right.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, they found one of them. One of the original 1836 cannons from the Alamo has been brought back home to the Alamo. So this was quite a tale on one of these 90-pound swivel cannons. It's not one of the bigger bunker busters back in the day, but it's about 3 feet long. And it has been returned to the Alamo, and it's been down in Corpus Christi, serving as a bird bath.
Oh.
Yeah, for about 150 years or so. So that's now back where it belongs. And speaking of Targets, yesterday, brand new CEO of Target, Mike Fedelke, spent his first day as Target CEO right up here in North Texas, not far from us, up there at the Target store in Watauga. First day as chief executive, he wanted to see what happens at the ground level. So he went out there to Watauga and just wore a red shirt and acted like he didn't know where things were like everybody else.
Aww.
Yeah. You should have driven through that Target, because this is your one chance to talk to the manager.
Right here.
He had a Target on it.
Hank FM.